Hello, guys, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm not sure what episode number this is, so we're just going to keep it rolling along. This is probably episode 41 now. 41 episodes. Wow. I can't believe I made it this far, but here we are. And I'm by myself today. I don't have a guest on today's episode. I do have guests lined up. I have one returning guest lined up, coming on back for the third time, I want to say. And then I have a guest that hasn't been on the show, on the podcast yet. This man I went to Full Sail with, he's never been on. I haven't spoke to him really since we graduated, just quick short text messages. We graduated over a year ago, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say he has a whole bunch of cool stories to share. Production-wise, about, you know, whatever he's been doing since he's graduated. Last I spoke to him to try to set up a date to actually record, he was already out on a shoot doing things. So he's been busy. So I love it. I love it. Be busy. Be busy. Stay busy. Because when we finally do get 45 minutes to sit down and chop it up, you got stories to tell. You got some stuff to share with me. It's been a while. I'm trying to think of all the things I want to fill you in on since the last time we spoke. Oh, and then my third, you know, hopeful guest to come on the podcast. This third guest that I'm going to try that I'm in the works of getting on the podcast is going to be a real treat for, you know, for my listeners. This gentleman here is an actor, and I'm not going to give out his name or anything he's been in. But I will say that he is on a series that is on a premium cable channel that is currently on its third season. So my man's is definitely doing his thing, and I'll leave it at that. I won't give away any more with that, but because I don't, you know, if it falls through, I don't want to have any false promises or anything like that. But man, if I get this one on, this will take my podcast to like the next level, like from tier one to tier two. So yeah, man, other than that, last guest I had was Hunter, and we chilled, we sat down. I was babysitting my friend's dog, so she was my friend's dog was interrupting the damn podcast, but it's all good. Yeah, so me and Hunter chopped it up while I was in my boy Jose's house. You guys may know Jose, or who Jose is, from the Recons of Wrestling podcast that I help him do. Excuse me, Recons of Wrestling show, because he doesn't like it to be called or referred to as a podcast. Even though now I think, you know, they do two shows a week. The second show is more of a podcast vibe. But yeah, my boy Jose, he went to Germany for 12 days, and I was watching his dog Shelly. And man, that was an adventure. I haven't watched a dog since... living with my ex-girlfriend 2 years ago. So it's been 2 years, and I had a dog with me there for 12 days now. And it was interesting. It was cool. I mean, at first, it was a little stressful trying to get some sleep. Because you know how dogs, they go through that... I don't know if it's withdrawal. I don't know what the right word is. But when the owners leave, they get anxious. They know the owners are gone. The hours are going by. They're like, where are my owners? Why are they not back? And then when days go by and the owners are not back, you know, they're just sitting there acting weird and nervous and everything. So once you break through those first few days, then it's kind of a little easier. That plus Jose went and hired a dog walker to come by the house, a professional dog walker from like some app. I think Rover, from the Rover app. And R-O-V-E-R, Rover app. And that's not an ad. he had went and got someone from that app to come over about every 3 days or so to actually physically walk the dog outside and everything like that. Me personally, I didn't feel comfortable putting the leash on and off the dog's neck, because I know some dogs get snappy when you play with their neck, and I wasn't ready for that. Shelly's a big ass, healthy ass pit bull. I didn't want no smoke from her. So I kept a safe distance. I mean, she's a very loving dog and would never bite anybody, but I don't know. Some dogs I've heard over the past, like, you know, you can't really mess with their neck and whatnot. So I would just open the back sliding door, let her go out, do her piss, her poop, do her services, do her little business and everything. And then that's it. She'll come back in, close the sliding door, lock it up. And that was it, man. And then I was just done. But sleeping was difficult, because at first, the first night, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go sleep in the guest room, and she's going to come jump up on the bed with me, and I'll cuddle with the dog every night and make her feel comfortable. Sure enough, the first 2 or 3 days, not only did the dog not come up on the guest bed, but but she would stay in the living room just up and awake and, like, barking every few hours and crying every few hours. So it was, yeah, the first few nights was rough, man. I didn't really get too much sleep. So then what I started doing was I started just sleeping in the living room on the couch with the dog. Well, not even really. Like, I would sleep on one couch. The dog would sleep on another couch in the living room. But that was a little easier because me and the dog would both sleep, get a few hours of sleep, you know, before the dog started, like, asking to go outside or to eat again or something like that. But even still, the dog would wake me up at like 5 in the morning or 1 in the morning, like sporadic hours of the night, to go out back to pee or to eat or treat or whatever the hell, to play. Crazy. So then finally, Jose tells me, you know, go lay, you know, you can sleep on my bed with the dog. Maybe that'll help her, because the dog was just chilling on Jose's bed the whole time. Like, that was her safe spot. So I go to lay on Jose's bed with her, and she starts growling at me. And again, I don't want that pit bull smoke. I'm good on that. So once she started growling, I was like, yeah, nah, I'm going to go chill in the living room for a little while. And that was it. And that was that. 12 days in, 12 days out. The dog is good. They came back from Germany. They brought me some souvenirs, a couple of brewskis from Germany, and a nice, well-made German mug, nice beer mug, a nice, very nice, beautiful beer mug from Germany. And other than that, I got a new job, finally, a media entertainment-related job. When I say I got a new job, so about a few weeks back, just like at my last entertainment job, Full Sail, I guess Full Sail keeps tabs on whether or not you're working and whether or not you're working an industry job. And I give them credit for that. They follow up with you. And if there's openings, they always try to look out for alumni who are not working, or at least not listed on their records as working somewhere. So, you know, the first time was XOS Digital, like, my last job, I was working there for about 3 months, from November 18 to January of this year, so damn near 2 months, shit. But yeah, I was there for about 2 months, and then I left that job, and then I was unemployed for a long while, for months, almost 7 months, brutal. And then, DoorDash came around. But even with DoorDash, like, you have to fill up your gas tank, and it's like, where do you even get the money for your gas? And it's always a struggle on top of another mini struggle type-ish. As I'm recording this podcast right now, I just looked up. I'm recording inside my car. I'm waiting for my mom to get out of work. That's why I'm actually recording this, because inside my car right now, in these 20, 30 minutes I have right now till she comes out of work, this is like the most peace and privacy I'll get right now, because my house is like the Puerto Rican version of Shameless half the time. There's just too much noise and mess and drama and crap going on in my house to sit down and actually record and get in my head and, you know, like, get through to you guys. I won't be in a zone to talk when there's too much shit going on outside my bedroom. So I don't even know where the hell I was going with that. But, oh, so I'm sitting in the parking lot of my mom's job. And I see this girl come out, and as I'm talking about DoorDash, what is she holding in her hand? A DoorDash bag. And it's crazy. My mom told me that some of these people still have to do DoorDash to make ends meet, besides this job where she's at now. Sheesh. It's hard. It's hard living out here, guys. It's hard living. But that's life. That's life. That's adulthood. You just got to do it. Just got to be out here working. You know what they say? Life's a bitch, and then you die, and you pay a couple of taxes along the way. But, Full Sail reached out, They sent my resume to this company called JVC Broadcasting. And what they do is they're like an umbrella. They own a couple of radio stations down here in Orlando. And so I got an interview. I had an interview about a month ago with JVC Broadcasting. And I got the gig. I got the job to help out for their promotions department for two radio stations. 105.5 Florida Man Radio and 103.1 The Wolf Radio, which is country music down here in Orlando. And during my interview, you know, obviously you're talking about, you know, Full Sail, that you study this, that you're still like a techie person and you still do production stuff. And I'm telling them that I still do podcasts and the Ricans of Wrestling and pop, pop, pop. So the man who hired me, you know, he's telling me, he's like, hey, look, you know, we want you to, you know, just screen the phone calls for the shows. You know, when the guys are doing a live show, you're the guy that, you know, when you call in a radio show, I'm the guy that you speak to first. You know, that guy tells you, okay, what you know, who do you want to speak to? Where are you calling from? All right, keep the radio down. You know, keep it clean. And then he's the guy that connects you to the radio host. So I'm that middleman. So he said, you know, you're going to be screening phone calls slash helping out the street team when they go to these live events. So if there's a concert or a festival, I'm sure you guys know, you guys have seen it. And I learned now it's the same formula all around the country with all the local radio stations, from Hot 97 and Power 105 up in New York to, you know, whatever is going on down here to whatever is going on, you know, whatever Hot Atlanta radio show, whatever the hell, you know, local radio in Texas, they all have their own little promotions team. And what they do is they go out to these little local events and festivals and carnivals and whatever have you is going on in whatever town, and they set up a tent. And his promotions is exactly as sounds. Like, you know, I'm sure you guys have seen those cars that have the decal of the radio station all over it. You drive the radio station truck out to an event. You set up, pop up a tent. You pop up a table. And you throw some promotional items up on the table. And including giveaways, t-shirts, merch, tickets to shows and things like that. And you do that in an attempt to promote the station. It's self-explanatory. People come up, they, you know, you converse, you give them a magnet, you give them a card, you give them this, that, a t-shirt, and you promote the show, and hopefully you gain followers like that, more subscribers or listeners. So he's like, all right, you're going to be doing phone screening and you're going to be doing promotions team. But I'm wondering if I should shut my car off. Let me just, nah, my gas is still good. Effort. I'm just sitting here with the engine running, but this AC is life. And Florida is humid as fuck. So fuck it. I'm going to just chill here in the AC car. So he said, look, you're going to do phones, you're going to do promotions, but because you do have this background in Full Sail and this background in tech, I'm personally going to have you working with me on some side projects, you know. And he's, you know, he's like, how does that sound? And I'm like, that's amazing. Like, I'm not doing nothing right now. I'm just home twirling my thumbs, you know. So I'm like, whatever you need, man, like, I got you. I'm your guy. So, the first week goes by. They tell me that I can't start yet because of Hurricane Dorian. So finally, like about a week and a half later, and mind you, during Hurricane Dorian, there's nothing going on down here. Hurricane Dorian turned out to be like, I don't want to say a false alarm, because you still want to be ready when there's a hurricane coming, even if it doesn't wind up hitting, you know. But anyway, so the hurricane came and never really hit, but because it never really hit, I'm wondering why are they still not calling me in to start working. So I'm like, damn, this is going to flop. Long story, then, you know, I was going to say, long story short, it's not, I keep repeating the same damn, it's not long story short, but pretty much what happened after that is they called. I kind of caught myself because, like, I want to say that I try to keep a positive attitude with these kind of things, but I'll be lying if I say that, like, after, like, about a week after the interview went by, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's happening with this radio job. I don't think this is, yeah, because, like, a lot of these jobs down here, and not entertainment jobs, but just regular jobs, they blow smoke up your ass, man. You know, I had an interview at, you know, matter of fact, just a few episodes ago on the podcast, I was talking about how I got hired at that burger restaurant, and they kept pushing it up. Oh, it's under construction. You're going to start at the end of August. Oh, they pushed it up to September. Sorry, guys. You know, they pushed it up to October. The restaurant's not going to open till October. You know, they told me during that interview the same thing. Oh, you know, your presence, you know, it screams manager. Like, we're bringing you, I'm hiring you as a cook, but eventually I want you to be a manager. Sure enough, we're in a group chat, you know, the pre-hires for this restaurant. We're in a little group chat. The manager's keeping us in the loop about the construction of the restaurant and stuff, and this little group chat on GroupMe and everything, so on the GroupMe app. So I'm in the loop. We're all in the loop with the manager. She's keeping us in the loop about things. Next thing I know, she posts pics. Oh, guys, hey, welcome the new managers, da-da-da-da-da. And she picked two of us pre-hires to be managers already, like preset for when the store opens. And I didn't hear dick from her about, you know, to take, because they had, I think, what she did was she picked two people from us, from the little pool of pre-hires, and she handpicked two people, and they went and they took some type of test, I guess, or whatever, certification or whatever you got to do to be a manager in the food industry. And she's taking these pictures, and I'm like, congratulations. And they're standing there holding the paperwork, and I'm like, damn, I ain't even like, they ain't even say nothing to me or reach out to me again about that manager thing. But I think I know where that came from. The group chat, these guys are talking every day. Oh, hey, how's it going? Can't wait. But I wouldn't say anything in the group chat. I'm like, bro, I'm here. I'm ready for this money. Like, you're sitting here telling us we're not going to be able to start working for another 2 months. I don't have nothing to be excited about. But, you know, you still have those people that are in the group chat talking and socializing. So I could see where she was like, you know what, let me pick two of these people because they already kind of know everybody. They're already kind of establishing themselves amongst the group. And I was one of the quiet ones in the group chat. I never really wrote anything. I would chime in if they said, oh, hey, if the manager said, oh, hey, welcome, John, I just hired a new hire, John. Everybody welcome John or something. And, you know, I would write, oh, hey, welcome to the team, John. So, you know, just to be a little bit of a team player. But I don't know. But the point about that is a lot of these jobs, they make all these promises. And then, you know, and you sit there and you're like, what the fuck? But, you know, at the end of the day, you have choices. You can always quit. You can always leave. You can always put up with the shit. I don't know. You are always in control of these situations. Money does come into play, though. So I sat there desperately waiting, and I didn't say anything. I wasn't going to pre-quit before the restaurant even opened, but my plan was common sense. I'm like, all right, I'll stay part of this team. I'm not a manager. I'm just going to be a cook. No problem. When they open, I'll start making this money. For now, I just got to hang tight. But if another job comes along, I can gladly tell them to go fuck themselves, respectfully. And that's what happened. The radio station came through. Florida Mayor Radio came through. They hired me. As soon as they hired me to just do regular promotion / phone screening, I quit the restaurant job, even though I didn't even work a day. And so now I'm at this radio station. Yes, yes, yes. And I've been there for about a month, screening calls and working promotions. But today, things switched up a little. So today I'm hanging out in my house. All of a sudden I get a text from the man who hired me. And he says, hey man, I need you to come into the station. Can you come in today by 1? And it's 12 o'clock. So he's like, basically I need you to come in right now within the next hour. And I'm just me and my history and my attitude. I'm like, at past jobs and with people and just the way I am, I'm like, ah, they're going to fire me. Yeah, they're bringing me in to fire me for some reason. I don't know if it's something I did or something they caught me doing or something. confession, I took a few items out the promotions closet. You know, a couple of little t-shirts here and there. You know, my mom needs a t-shirt, you know, so she could be proud. She could wear that Florida Man shirt. And people ask, or if someone says, hey, Florida Man, I like that. She could proudly say, yeah, my son works for them. You heard? You heard? So, yeah, now I took a couple of t-shirts, but so I'm like, oh, they're gonna fire me for taking t-shirts and shit. I go this is my life. I go in and but actually, you know what, no, my defense too though, or whatever, like on the way over I got another text and he says, I got something cool for you, he tells me. So that kind of calmed me down. I was like, oh, all right. That'd be some shit if they really hyped it. Like, they're like, yeah, we got something cool to show you, and it's the video footage of me taking the shirts. And you know, it's like it's like Friday. You know, they caught Craig stealing boxes or whatever the fuck. Got fired on his day off. So funny. So So I'm like, here we go. I'm going into work to get fired on my day off. But nah, but once he texted me that second text, like, oh, I got something cool for you. I was like, oh, all right. I'm like, what is it? A new shirt? More shirts? I got enough shirts. So I go in and he goes, come on, I'm going to take you to the back to talk to the boss, the big boss. This is a conversation for the big boss, he said. And I was like, oh, snap. And there were some people that heard him say that. And them, too. They were like, oh, snap. So I'm like, oh, okay. This could... Now, they called me into the principal's office. I'm walking to the back with my superior from the promotions team. We're walking to the back. We go in his office. And the man stands up with his hands on his hips, you know, what's his name from Spider-Man, Jameson, you know, Jameson be like, Peter, what are you doing, Peter? I gotta get the sir, you know. I go in there, he's like, hey, you want to be a producer? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know how to work this stuff, right? You know, what I want you to do is, I want you to sit in with the radio guys. I want you to go in studio and just watch the engineer, just watch the producer, watch what he does, shadow him, learn, because I want you to be a producer. And I shook his hand and I was like, thank you, let's do it, let's go, I'm ready. And I got into the station at 1 o'clock. And the first show that I was to sit in on wasn't going to be airing till 2. They weren't going to go live till 2. So I had an hour to kill. So my guy from the promotions team, he's like, look, we got an hour. Why don't you help me clean out the promotions closet? And you know me, I'm a man of the people, man. I start from I'm on the ground level. Just because I'm moving on up, I still don't forget about my people. You know what I mean? he was like, yeah, I need you to clean up the closet, the promotions closet, straighten and organize it. So I did that for an hour. When we go out to the events, we pack bins, plastic bins with the shirts and the entry forms for prizes and everything. And the, you know, whatever, yada, yada, yada. So I go, I clean up the nice room. You know, I organize the tents, I organize the tables, I organize the prizes, I organize the tickets, the free tickets for stuff and all that crap, whatever. The little koozies, you know, they give out little beer koozies and stuff. I organized, even amongst all the free prizes we give out, I organized that. You know, one box got the koozies, one box got the magnets, one box got the t-shirts, one box got the bottle openers. Bang, 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 bang. Cleaned all that up for him. And then that was it, man. And I went in the studio and I went live, man. I went live with Shannon Burke and Bubba. They do a midday show from 2 to 6 on Florida Man Radio. And I sat down with the producer, Jeff, and I just sat there with him for 4 hours from 2 to 6 and just shadowed and just watched. And during the commercial breaks, that was my cue. That was my time to ask questions and ask about transitions and fades and how to bring in the sound effects and how to bring in the songs and cue the songs and all those kind of things. And then I forget, because I haven't actually learned radio since my first college, Old Westbury. Like, we're going now. Yeah, like, this is throwback knowledge. Like, you know, they're talking about bumpers and stingers and all these things. The format of radio, like, I forget. Radio has a very unique format to itself. So that I have to I have to start refreshing myself on the things I learned at Old Westbury when I was working. I was doing college radio there at my first college up in Long Island many moons ago. Back in 2009, about 10 years ago. I had a little Wednesday show in my first college at Old Westbury in Long Island. I had a 1 hour pre-recorded rock show where I would just play rock music and talk a little bit in between the songs with my co-host Annalise. Wow, I forgot about her. A white girl with a beautiful radio voice. Beautiful, beautiful radio voice. And I personally handpicked her. I was proud of that. Because there was a bunch of hooligans that would hang out at the radio station. And I'm sure there were other people that were more qualified than her. But she just had the voice. And I always fucked with Howard Stern and Robin. Like, that combo of having the... I don't know. I just liked how... I was like, I want a Robin. And I had this girl, Annalise. And we had this radio show. But anyway, so flash forward 10 years later now. Coming out of Full Sail, going through a vigorous film program, And it's like, now I've been, my brain's been entrenched in like film, like the film world. It's different terminology, different equipment. It's a whole different realm. So then now reverse back into radio. It's cool though, man. Like I miss it. I miss radio. I like this. I like to just sit and talk shit. This was probably the hardest part of the day, was shutting the fuck up, was sitting there and shutting the fuck up and not wanting to jump and not jumping into the convo. It's funny because I still got to talk a little on the radio today. But yeah, you get excited. I do, at least. I get excited, man. And it's just hard to restrain myself when I want to jump into conversation. But I was able to throw my little 2 cents here and there and, you know, crack a few jokes and whatnot. Set them up with a few little punchlines, little tags, whatever. I'm over here talking like I'm a stand-up comic now, talking about tags and shit. I don't even know what a tag is. That's just me listening to too many other comedic podcasts. Now I think I do stand-up and shit. But anyway, my mom's going to come out soon in a few minutes. We're about 25 minutes into the podcast. I just wanted to give everybody an update for those few people who do listen to me. I love y'all, man. And thank you for sticking with me. And we're here. We're growing one day at a time. This podcast isn't for clout. This is just me documenting. The way I look at it, I'm just documenting my life. This is just like tapes. Just hit and record on a cassette tape and just... This podcast is just going to be a shoebox full of cassette tapes of my life, you know? So I'm just documenting, man. This is where I'm at in my life right now. In the past few months, like, you know, I think I talked about my trip to New York. I talked about my trip to New York. So that was in August. So that's, yeah, that was it. After my trip to New York, the only other big thing I did was I babysat Jose's dog for 12 days. And everything else in my life that's been any somewhat interesting has been Florida Man Radio. So I'm loving it, man. I'm enjoying it. I've only been there a month and I already moved up from promotions to programming. It's a beautiful feeling, man. And I don't even know what to think. I don't even know what to say. I wasn't even going to do this podcast. This is spontaneous. I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh, I got 30 minutes to kill. Fuck it. I've been meaning to do a solo, catch everybody up on what's been going on in my life kind of episode anyway. So here it is. This is it. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm still in Orlando. I'm working at a radio station. I'm working my way up. And one day at a time. That's it. My life, you know, I'm just trying to put the pieces together, man. What I really am waiting for, though, is that fucking pay raise. I need some more money. I need to start making some more money, man. I got to catch up on a few bills. And I want to save up, man. I want to go to fucking Disney World already. I've been down for 2 years, and I still haven't been to the parks. I've been to Disney Springs a few times, but I haven't enjoyed the parks yet, man. Like, if I'm going to be staying down here in Orlando, I might as well buy a Disney pass and at least pull up to the parks whenever I want. When you get the Disney pass, you get free parking, man. So, and that's it, and that's that. Otherwise, you know, it's weird. I'm like, you know, my whole mantra has been, especially on this podcast, like, oh, I'm just here temporarily and I'm fucking out of here. I'm going back to New York. Now with the radio show, with the radio station kicking off, I'm finally now making money where I can save up and leave the city. But now it's like, damn, but this is a good gig, man. So I don't know. What do you guys think? It'll be interesting if one of you guys actually reach back out to me and let me know what you think. Should I just still just save up a few grand and move back to New York and get back, or at least try to start a career in film? Or do I just stay down here and try to see how far I can make it within the radio station? Maybe make it to a host. Who knows? Host my own show. Who knows? Anything's fucking possible, man. Anything is fucking possible. It's crazy how shit just gets flipped from one day to the other. One day I'm unemployed and the next day I'm working at a radio station. Granted, just promotions, phone screening, but still, like, overnight, just like that. And then again, just like that, as quick as a text can be sent, you're automatically now not promoted. I don't want to overhype myself, but yeah, like, promoted, like, from, like, because I'm still doing promotion stuff, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, just that quick. Someone could just look at you or trust you or just like you or just fuck with you and just be like, and then somebody else might go to them and say, hey, so we need this position for who are you thinking about? And just because you're a good person, or, you know, I don't know what the factors are in my boss's head that made him choose me or select my name when he went to his boss. Maybe his work ethic. I don't know. I like to think it's a little bit of all of that. I've been picking up shifts. A lot of these people that work there, they're young. They're really young. So they be calling out a lot. And I'm the guy that they keep coming to. Hey, can you pick up my shift for this? Can you pick up my shift for that? And I'm like, yep. Give me all those envelopes. I'm taking all your packages. Give me all that money. Word. So maybe they see that. Maybe they see, oh, this guy shows up to the station whenever we need him. He picks up people's shifts. He works hard. He's a cool guy. He's a cool, funny guy from New York. I don't know if I'll put myself over that much, but, you know. So, yeah, man, that's it and that's that. So, yeah. If anybody's listening, I just, you know, just through my story and through me sharing, this is kind of like AA shit, Alcoholics Anonymous shit. I'm just sharing my story. Just sharing, and through hearing me sharing, hopefully it helps you. Hopefully it helps somebody out there. Hopefully you hear this and you pick up a little tidbit from these 30 minutes. I don't know what part of this 30 minutes, but hopefully some part of this 30 minutes gave you a little something. Some advice, a tip, motivation, or just pure entertainment. I don't know. But anyways, 8:30 at night, we're 30 minutes in, my mom's getting out of work, I'm about to drive home, I'm hungry as fuck, I love you guys, stay tuned, I'm gonna try to keep dropping a few more episodes consistently now, and let's see, man, maybe this is the beginning of a new start for me, of a new chapter, a new leaf, and yeah, love you guys, stay tuned, peace.